It's the relationship between looking, watching, as at the movies, and our fascination with crime. And, you know, you could say that that's a voyeuristic pursuit, because after all, we none of us want to be the victims of crime. Most of us don't want to be the people who do crime, but we love stories about criminals. We're law-abiding, we're decent, we're afraid of violence. But murder has never been a more popular subject, and I'm fascinated by that. And we're going to show a little bit of Rear Window, Hitchcock's Rear Window, which is 60 years old now. And Hitchcock, of course, is probably still the leading exponent of this type of filmmaker, just obsessed with murder and obsessed with the way he can show it and the way that he can draw us in as detectives, but almost as accomplices, too.
The point of view from yes. which it's shot? Or?
Yes. I think he understood better than anyone that one of the things that happens in the movies is that we love to watch things that we know are illicit, which are normally forbidden. This is why sex and violence are always such key thematic areas of the movies. We sit in the dark. The machine doesn't know we're there. The beautiful people on screen are very kind to us. They never point at us and say, I know you're there. I know you're watching, you peeping Tom, you filthy beast. We have this weird privileged status, and we watch, and we watch. And we watch things that very often in life we don't get to see. And it's always been a huge part of the attraction of the movies. And Hitchcock, I think, was himself in love with that fascination. And it goes all through his career. Many of his films are about people watching and looking at things and thinking they understand what they see when they don't quite understand it. Vertigo is a classic case of that. It's about a detective who watches and follows, but he misunderstands what he's seeing, and tragedy comes from that.
And that always seems to be a big part of film noir.
I think it is. And yeah. Film noir comes at a time when I think the sort of automatic, comfortable sense of entertainment in the movies was dying a little, and people were becoming more suspicious or more wary and were thinking about what was going on. They were asking questions like, what have these movies done to us? You know what I mean? And those have become increasingly important questions as time goes by. We're more and more concerned with them, I think. And film noir is a medium that says, well, okay, I'll give you a crime and I'll give you a detective. And you think that you know how that game works, how it plays, but actually this detective may be sicker than the criminal. He may even be the criminal. And that's a departure from, you know, films where the detective was a straight hero and there was no suspicion, there was no compromise, no ambiguity. Film noir brings in a whole lot of ambiguity.
Which directors would you say drew productively on that working now? You know, we're 60 years on from Rear Window. We have not lost the fascination with that kind of...
Oh, I think Scorsese. I think Coppola, the Godfather films, they're very much about the ambiguity of, are these terrible criminals very appealing? David Fincher, I would say, very interested in that kind of duality and complexity. You go overseas, too. You know, I think Bertolucci was in Italy and many other people. It's become a real part of the mainstream of the best filmmaking. You go to television, and one should, because some of the best movies are on television now. A series like Breaking Bad says, okay, here is this man. He's lived his life. He's played by the rules. He's earnest. He's genuine. He's sincere. Discovers he's got cancer. The rules have betrayed him, and he turns into a villain. And yet, because we've seen him as the good guy, we just don't condemn him as a villain. We realize the process, and then you may become an outlaw yourself. And I think that was part of the appeal of a series like that. And it's a film noir series.